So we mentioned the Shittas of the Mechaber and the Ramah in Simon Tezayin. Let's just go back and try to investigate what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about these Shittas. So again, just to summarize, the Mechaber Shitta was that it has to be, the Beged has to be big enough that a 9-year-old, assuming the Mishnah Berurah is correct, that a 9-year-old kid would wear it and it would cover Rosho Verubo. And then the Ramah adds on that not only does it have to be that size, but it has to be at least big enough that a gadol, how big is a gadol? Gadol could be 30 years old, it could be 13. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Artzus HaChaim that it means 13. It doesn't have to be a full-size adult, it can be a young adult, it can be a 13-year-old boy, would not be embarrassed to walk out of the house in it. So if somebody is 5'5", at his bar mitzvah, but he ends up being 6'2", so he doesn't have to wear a beged that a 6'2" person would be comfortable walking outside in for a moment. He has to just wear a beged that he would have been comfortable walking outside for a moment when he was 5'5". So that's something very important to keep in mind. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Ramah's Shita is Mevatel, the Mechaber Shita, meaning that if it really has the official size, but nevertheless, you would still be embarrassed to walk outside of the house in it. So then it doesn't count. It's not acceptable to walk outside of the house in such a beged, according to the Shita of the Ramah. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Aleph discusses. Then the Truvas Mara Mintz, where he discusses different shitas as to what the actual shear is, but he says that better to walk around in something which is a suffake than to walk around all day without tzitzis. But the question is what to do about a bracha about this. So certainly he says make a bracha on your talis gadol if you have such a talis gadol, and rather than be yotzi with a small pair of tzitzis with talis katan. Because if you're wearing a small talis katan, it's not really that bad, because it's not chayiv in tzitzis anyway if it's too small, so therefore you're not doing anything wrong by wearing it. However, the Mishnah Berurah will point out later, I think in Sifkat and Gimel, that if you're wearing a beged that's too small and you're going to make a bracha on such a beged, then you're asking for trouble. So you should definitely, if you have a beged talis katan that's not necessarily big enough according to the Rove opinions, then you should not make a bracha on it, and you shouldn't wear it on Shabbos either, because if it's not chayiv and tzitzis, then the tzitzis that you're putting on it are just an additional nothing to the beged, and therefore you're carrying them on Shabbos if you're walking around in a place where you're not allowed to carry. So that's something to keep in mind. Okay. But then Mishnah Berurah just adds that it's also important that the shoulder straps of a beged should not be these little thin straps, like what he calls ritzuos, these little thin ritzuos. Sometimes you find that on the mesh tzitzis. I'm not saying whether mesh tzitzis are good or they're not good. Poskim can debate it, but certainly if they're mesh tzitzis with these dinky shoulder straps that don't really count as a part of a beged, so that could be problematic if they really have nothing shoulder straps. So you should have a beged that has shoulder straps of some significance. Okay, going further in the Mishnah Berurah, so he says that what is the actual shear of a katan that a 9-year-old would wear and was cover Rosh HaVeruba? So he suggests that the minimal shear you should rely on is 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma, length and width. And he's saying this is talking about the part of the beged that's in front of you and the part of the beged that's in back of you. It should be at least 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma in front, not including the neck hole, and 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma in back, not including the neck hole. And again, this is where you get involved. Oh, I want a chazanish tzitzis, I want this tzitzis. It's because different shiurim of an amma. So therefore, you're going to have different shiurim as to what the minimal size of tzitzis are. But nevertheless, this is the minimal amount. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be more comfortable with saying it should be 1 amma in front, 1 by 1 amma in front, and 1 by 1 amma in back. That's the minig, where he calls anshei maisa. People who are righteous individuals should try to have a beged which is 1 by 1 amma in front, not including the neck hole, and 1 by 1 amma in the back, not including the neck hole. Then, in the end of the Sifkat, he just throws in that the Arizal held that it's better if the tzitzis don't have sleeves to them. It's better if they wear them the way we have, that they are sleeveless. They just have the again, not these thin little straps going over your shoulders, but something of significance going over your shoulders, but no actual sleeves.